Good morning. It is 7:16 a.m. Saturday, August 5th, August 22nd. Saturday, August the 22nd, 2026. Here in a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 65 whole degrees. It's a very pleasant morning, I have to say. Sun is up too high, I guess. I was up at 5, which is like I could get all my crap done before the sunrise. 6:15. Answer, no. In large part because breakfast slowed me down a bit this morning. I made a tactical error yesterday and had I cooked up some breakfast links and scrambled some eggs for the fam. And I might have used up all the eggs. So I was reduced to oatmeal, which is not a bad, you know, it's not bad. I'm not happy with the instant oats. And I forgot to set the steel-cut oats last night. But I did get a small container of rolled oats last time I was at the store. And the difference between quick oats, which are really highly processed, and rolled oats is pretty significant in terms of nutritional value. While the raw numbers are the same, or close anyway, the actuality is that the nature of quick oats, which start life as whole oats and then get dried and rolled and then chopped up and reformed and just rolled oats, which are whole oats that are rolled instead of cut and dried and rolled. So the fiber load is a little bit better, which helps delay the carbohydrate component in digestion, which is the goal. The goal is to not do away with carbs. It's to do away with the carb spiking. So far, I have to say, it's working. It's coming together. I looked up continuous glucose monitors. That's a possibility. It's not something I'm going to essay right away. I might do it later. I really need to see what the doctor says in October about my glucose levels. I've got my average down. 165 when I started. It's 125 now. So what is it, 40 points? Or about 25%. The lower is going to be more difficult because there is less margin. Getting it below 100 would be very difficult for me. I haven't had any of my lowest glucose readings be less than 100. And that may be that I started up because the numbers were high. So I have to work at chipping it down over the long haul and removing the high glucose baseline a little bit at a time. Shave it away, shave it away, shave it away. Shave it away now. Where are the red hot chili peppers when you need them? Yeah, I got my mojo working today. I started the day with a little Steely Dan. Evan sent me a link the other day, and it was reminded me of Steely Dan. I listened to a Yes album not too long ago. That took me back. Fallout New Vegas. Oh my god. I've probably screwed up Veronica. I decided I'd try one of the DLCs. So I went into Big Empty. And I had to scrape off the followers. And I had just picked up Eddie. But I've had Veronica for quite a long time. I still have not appreciated the availability of workshops. Probably because I don't. It's like you can make your own ammo, all right? Except that I don't seem to ever have what I need. And I realize I can get what I need by breaking down ammo I don't use. But until very recently, I didn't have ammo I didn't use. I had primary weapons, secondary weapons, tertiary weapons, backups, spare copies so I could do repairs. The game is as rich as Fallout 4. It really is. I am enjoying it. I thought the aesthetic was a little off when I started. The character models are a bit on the wonkish side. But it's sort of grown on me. To the point where I just went to Big Empty and it is it is such a departure. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I came in carrying way too much. I should have dropped about 100 pounds before I decided I was going to go through the portal. Now I'm through the portal and I'm stuck. So I'm going to have to make some hard decisions going out. How much of this stuff am I going to take with me? So I just stuck my toe in last night before I got yoinked away by the Friday night trivia. This is Saturday. It's a double feature night in trivia. I'm not looking forward to it. But I sort of feel obligated to show up for it. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to pay attention to it, but my Abby will be there, dancing away in the club. And I may be like in another screen, writing or something. Catching up on my feed reader. Did I bring... I did. I was leery about New Vegas. I took a chance on it because it was $8. I kept hearing all of these, it's really a better game than Fallout 4. I can see, now that I finally realized that New Vegas is actually older than Fallout 4, I can see what Fallout 4 inherited. I really am not happy with the fact that I have to kill off everybody on one side or the other. I don't even know what the main quest line is. It's some of the hints and tips indicate that if I don't follow this, I won't be able to finish the main quest line. I don't know what the main quest line is. I don't know if it's NCR or Mr. House. But I'm reaching that point at the near end game. Level 25, I think. Where I'm going to have to make a decision here which way I want this playthrough to go. And I may decide just to let it stall. And I'll go start a new one. Okay, where's this guy going to go with his dog? Okay, fair enough. He's keeping himself between me and the dog. So we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, sorry, Corey.
Morning.
Good morning. He's hiking right along. I'm just dragging ass here. A plethora of bird calls coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. I'm gonna post. Oh god, I need some water. 1304 and still ticking. Still reading Charles Lamb's Starship Enterprise. Book 4 was out, so I grabbed it when I finished book 3. It's an interesting story construction. I've been paying attention to how he puts his stories together. And I really have to admire the way there's usually two plot streams that are attacked more or less sequentially. So there's one problem that happens in the first half, and they solve that. And when they solve that, it causes another problem that they have to resolve in the second half. So it's a really interesting construction in terms of, we don't have one story with some subplots occupying the skeleton like side bags on a bicycle. Which I find very interesting, something I might steal later. But unlike my stories, which tend to have a through line with some little stories eddying around on the sides. Each of which, I hope, contributes to the overall narrative. That's the theory, anyway. That's my ideal. Oh, hello, Rose. Remember I said the other day that it was budding up? It's got some nice bright red roses. All your pinks and posies come down. Your red, red roses go down. As I was sailing round Cape Horn. Sorry, I'll stop singing. I just think of that every time I see dark red, blood red roses like that. But almost everything is a song cue when it comes down to it. My life is a musical. All I'm missing is like the actual song and dance numbers. Although I've been known to do some pretty panicked song dance here and there. Try not to get run over here. There's people moving around, and I'm never sure just exactly where they are. The last batch was in an open garage door around the corner. I could hear them, but I couldn't tell what they were doing. I still don't know what they were doing, but I got past the garage and I don't care. I have been just enjoying the living hell out of Blues is the Truth. Ian McHugh's show is like one of those late night radios. A couple songs, a little chatter, a couple songs, some background on the artist, some background on the song. This is a new song, this is an old classic. This is one you've heard before. This guy you never heard of is just absolutely amazing. Oh, and yeah, here's a B.B. King. Well, I have had a B.B. He has thrown B.B. King in there once or twice. But in the, I want to say, 2, 4, 6, 8, at least 8 hours worth of audio. It's been just tons of fun. That's the perfect backdrop to the first mile. Because sometimes I'm listening to the music, and sometimes the music is the road trip music. Only three poppies this morning. Lots of little bugs flying around that one long sunflower. It's one of the small ones. It's not even 6 inches in diameter. A lot of little tiny flies buzzing around. A little tiny flying insects. I don't know if they're flies or they're just microbes. Morning, ladies. Well, sisters, basking in the morning sun. They'll be baking in the afternoon sun, but the air is cool and refreshing at the moment. It's just the tiniest amount of breeze. Not enough to really move the flag very much, but the little narrow fronds at the base of the pampas grass are moving around. Jogger, morning, some dog walkers. Last crossing. I still have a couple chores to do when I get home before I can head back to the wasteland. But I got to work on. I don't know what my heart rate was. $125 at the moment. So I did get up to moderate. It only needs to be moderate for it to work for the glucose. So good enough. My legs are tired. That's a good sign. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.